For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. Oh, we have a wonderful show in store for you, an amazing guest, and we're definitely going to have some fun today. First, a quick announcement for those of you who didn't tune in last week or the week before. I just want to let you know that me, yes, your conscious consultant, is giving a TED Talk next week on April 26th, Tuesday, April 26th. I will be speaking at TEDx Upper West Side. You can get tickets at TEDxUpperWestSide.com. My talk is entitled The Technology of Consciousness, so I hope you will join us for that. Of course, for those of you who are not in New York City, I will post the video as soon as I have it. Probably take a few weeks. A couple of weeks or a few days afterwards to get that. So I hope you will join me for that. Alrighty, let's get going. So let's start off, as we always do, with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe: it does little good to say you want something and then, just in case, prepare to do without. Myself and 10,000 angels await. The universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, encouraging us to want something. To not worry about having that safety net, not worry about having that plan B. Very sage words, because when we imagine something, when we desire something, we bring it into manifestation. See what Abraham has to say today. Desire summons life force. If we must continue to be alive, we must continue to have new desire. You are not willing to let yourself outrageously want, because when you outrageously want something that you haven't found a way of getting, it is too uncomfortable and the risk feels too great. We're wanting you to hear that there is no risk at all. Fantasize and watch what happens. Abraham. Now, two very interesting quotes that are very much in alignment. Again, I did not cherry pick these quotes. These are the quotes that came to me today in my inbox. They're very much in alignment with each other, and they're both really about desire. They're both about imagination. They're both about putting out there into the universe what it is that you want. Now, in our first quote, it's really about you put it out there and don't come up with a plan B. You put it out there and just know the universe is bringing it to you. The second quote kind of gives us a little insight as to why we don't put the things out there that are super amazing. Like, maybe you want to do a TED Talk. You know, it's been a fantasy of mine for years. And the thing is what Abraham is saying is that we don't allow ourselves to dream big when we don't see a path to get there. You know, we allow the how to stop us from dreaming. And what the universe and what Abraham says is, don't worry about the how. The how is not your job. Your job is the what. Think about, imagine, daydream. Have amazing, wild, outrageous dreams. And no second guessing. and no, you know, no second guessing, no coming up with plan B, no, you know, what do I do if it doesn't happen? No, you put it out there and you assume the universe is going to bring it to you. You act as if the universe is bringing it to you right now. You, in your mind, in your heart, in your body, you feel that this thing you want so outrageously is coming to you. Dare to dream big. That's the message of the day. Dare to dream big. Don't worry about the hows. The hows will reveal themselves to you in the process. Your job, dream big. Get yourself into vibrational alignment. You know, feel it. Be energetically in alignment with that outrageous thing. And sit back. It's not that you do nothing, but sit back and enjoy yourself. Have fun with it. You know, so often Abraham talks about, you know, that you know, the journey, the path we take, the way we get to the manifestation of the thing we want, like that's the real juicy bit. It's not about actually getting the thing, because by the time you get the thing, it's like, okay, what's the next want? What's the next desire? So enjoy the path. The stuff we want, the desire, it's all an excuse. It's all an excuse to keep us feeling good, to raise our vibration, to keep our energy up and high. And if when we don't worry about the how, we don't worry about actually manifesting the thing, you know what? It's going to happen. It's going to happen because you're just putting out the right energy. You're doing the right things. You don't have to know everything, all right? This isn't it's a mental exercise of imagination and daydreaming, but it's not a mental exercise of figuring it out. It's not about figuring out. It's about taking one step at a time down this path and just enjoying the path. You know, as my friend Aurea, who also does a radio show on this network, loves to say, revel in the uncomfortability, revel in the awkward stage, because you know what? You're going to miss it after it's gone. So let's just have fun in the process. So two wonderful, encouraging quotes from the universe and Abraham. And I tell you, they're so apropos for my guest. And before I forget, before I introduce him, I just want to let people know we are live streaming on Facebook right now. So all you have to do is go to my Facebook page, which is my personal Facebook page, Sam Leibowitz in New York City. And you should see the video and you should see our live stream right now. I know we have a few viewers out there. That's great. And also just to let you know, if you type in your comments on the Facebook live stream, I'll be able to see them and I'll relay your questions to my guest and myself. Yeah. And actually, for those watching on the live stream, you're going to see a lot of me today because unfortunately my guest is on the phone, not in studio. So it's my pleasure to welcome Joel Bogues. Joel is known as the go-to guy for clarity, confidence, and direction. As a syndicated radio host, yes, a fellow radio talk show host, a best-selling author, and success coach, Joel teaches people how to relaunch their lives and start over with confidence. His latest book is Finding Your Voice, and it hit the number one spot on Amazon in the success, happiness, and self-esteem categories. His podcast, Relaunch, was named by Podcasters Paradise as Best Overall Podcast for 2014 and Most Inspirational Podcast for 2014 and 2015. And he has recently passed the 1 million listener mark. Congratulations, Joel.
Hey, thanks, Sam. This is going to be fun. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, me too. I really was so looking forward to this show because it's just so great to like meet a fellow, you know, radio show host who's into helping empower people and helping people to live, you know, a more fulfilling life. And so, like, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to having a lot of fun today.
Yeah, me as well. Sam, thanks for the invitation.
Oh, my pleasure. So let's start off like giving our audience a little bit of a background. So I'm just curious. Well, maybe not when you were a little kid, but like when you were in high school, did you think like, oh man, I want to be like a radio talk show host or something?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, thank you for asking me, Sam, and thank you again for having me on. What a wonderful invitation. Congratulations, by the way, Sam, on what you have done so far with the show. It's a great resource, and to make it available live on Facebook, it's just a perfect fit. So congratulations on your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I spent, a big chunk of the 90s. It's been 25 years. I spent a big chunk behind the microphone in traditional radio and also in front of the camera on television, kind of honing and perfecting. Probably not perfecting, but honing and practicing. How about that?
Okay.
The skills and the abilities that I would then kind of tap into as we stepped into the 21st century, and then podcasting started to kind of peek its face over the horizon. And when that was happening, I knew that I just needed to be in the industry, in the broadcasting industry, because as you've probably figured out by now, broadcasting is something that gets into your blood and it runs pretty deep. And that was the situation for me. So in high school, maybe not so much, but early 20s, that bug had burrowed under my skin, and it was there to stay.
Mm. So I'm just curious, do you remember your very first show, the first time you were on air?
Gosh, in traditional radio or in podcasting?
In traditional radio.
Yeah, I do. I do, as a matter of fact. I was working as a disc jockey, and I was playing oldies radio. At the time were 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Right.
But I remember, and I'll tell you the quick story. I really understood that I wanted to get into radio, but I didn't have any radio experience, and I definitely didn't know anybody in the radio business. But I knew this one person, and I kind of got to know her a little bit. I don't even think we were friends, but I kind of almost knew her. And she said, "Hey, Joel, so-and-so is getting ready to quit. You want to be in radio? Why don't you come in and, you know, apply for their job?" And I was like, sure. I didn't know any better, Sam.
That's a good thing. That was a good thing you didn't know any better.
People to do on this program. So I thought, well, shoot, why not? You know what? The universe and God and some friendly favor will probably bring that in my direction. So Monday morning, I went in to apply for this job, and they gave me a bunch of 3x5 index cards. They said, okay, go into this sound booth room, recording room, and just record some of these little announcements. Zero training whatsoever, using reel-to-reel tape recorders, which is what they used at the time in the biz. And I just kind of, you know, read what they gave me. Probably took about 2 to 4 minutes. And then in a very unceremonious way, Sam, I kind of left the cards on the table and walked out the front door, walked to my car, and drove away. And I thought, well, that was fun. And all week went by, not a peep, not a word. And then Friday afternoon, phone rang. And it was, you know, one of the folks from the radio station. And he said, do you want to come to work tonight? And I was jumping, leaping out of my chair. Absolutely, I wanted to come work. So I went to show, and I showed up a few minutes before midnight, where the training would start right there at midnight, Saturday morning, where the listenership is low, so I could kind of build my roots or grow my roots rather. That's where it started.
Wow, cool. Okay, it's time for us to take our first commercial break. I want you to hold on. When we come back, I want to find out also a little bit of how you decided to become a coach and an author, and then we'll talk about your transition over to from the world of broadcast to the world of podcasting, okay?
Looking forward.
Sounds great. Everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Joel Bogus, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Joel, you started off in broadcast. At what point did you decide to become a coach?
Yeah, now that's a great question as well. And that actually does go back a little bit more into my history. And, you know, Sam, I have always had just a driving passion to help people really get an understanding of who they are. Mm-hmm. So they could then grow into who they were created to be and serve, you know, people at the same time. And I think back to when I was a teenager. I was about, 15, 16 years old. And I had a job as a karate instructor. I was actually teaching little bitty kids, age 4 or 5, 6,
right,
how to do karate. And if you think about it, I was teaching little kids how to, punch and kick and spin and do all those cute things that little kids do in their little white uniform. But really, what I was teaching people teaching those little kids how to focus, how to believe in themselves, and how to stick to their goal.
Right, because martial arts is really more of a philosophy. I mean, it's not really, when you get to the heart of it, it's not really about fighting per se, but it's about learning sort of this internal philosophy and discipline, and you're just applying it as a way of defending yourself.
Absolutely. And after high school, when I started college, went to Texas Tech, I got a job as a swimming instructor. And then all of a sudden, those little kids that I was teaching became teenagers.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I was teaching teenagers something completely different. I wasn't teaching them how to, spar and defend themselves and things of that nature. I was teaching people how to, jump off the board and go underwater, learn how
right.
to swim.
Right.
And so the mechanics of what I was teaching people had changed, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But really what I was teaching people had stayed exactly the same, and that is to, have confidence, to believe in themselves, and to get to their goal, how to stick to the program.
Right.
After college, I was a personal trainer, and again, the mechanics of what I was teaching people what to do had changed, but
right.
really, it hadn't changed at all. I was still teaching people how to believe in themselves, how to be disciplined, so that they could get to their goal. And then later in life, I got a master's degree in counseling psychology, and I started working as a therapist.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, you see the pattern.
Yes.
outlined by
helping
pretty
people.
Much the entire tract of my life. And now as an author and as a success coach, Sam, I just turned 47 the other day, and I'm doing the exact same thing I was doing at age 15.
Wow, that's great. That's great. You know what I find fascinating, and this is, to me, so interesting about you, is, like, being a radio show host is something not necessarily very physical. I mean, it is in a way, but it's more about using your voice, right? But
Absolutely.
You've had this whole other tract of your life that was a very physical component, martial arts, swim training, personal trainer. So it's like you balanced yourself out of you know, from on one hand, sort of this passion of sitting behind a microphone and basically being in a chair for many hours at a time, to being very physical and very active, you know, outside the studio?
Yeah, pretty much. I still say very active. I believe, you know, activity is just such an integral part of who I am. And it's the way to get to true life success, being physically active in whatever you choose to participate in.
Right. So how many years now would you say you've been doing your coaching work?
Gosh. You know, I stepped away from corporate America in Christmas 2006.
Okay.
And so that was 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Wow.
So I would say, yeah, that's pretty darn accurate, because I remember going through the Christmas holidays and then at the beginning of 2007, you know, hitting the ground running as a person that could help people, you know, get from point A to point B personally and also professionally in their life.
So over the years, like the what type of people have you sort of attracted to your coaching practice? Has it evolved and changed over the years, or are you kind of working with the same kinds of people that you did when you first started your coaching practice?
Yeah, what a great question. And it has evolved over the years, because I have evolved over the years as a practitioner. And as a provider. And to make a long story a little bit short, I have a tendency to not do that, but I'll try this time just to respect your time and the time of your listeners. But it seems to be that the people that resonate the most with my coaching style seem to be, you know, 45, 50, 55-year-olds, people that are in that kind of a transition. Mm-hmm. In their life, and they're looking to make a transition, not because they have to, but because they want to.
That's a big distinction.
And they want to, you know, learn more about who they are as a person. They want to understand their skills and abilities, their personality style, their values, dreams, and passions, not just so that they can know that stuff and put it on a shelf.
Right.
But so that they can put wheels underneath it and move with it, and use it to impact their lives and also the lives of those people that mean the most to them. And that can be their family.
Right.
That can be their friends, you know, people that they went to school with, friends from church, or that can be their clients, you know, people that they're here to serve.
Right.
We can definitely take that inner knowledge, the knowledge of that inner game, and apply it to a business, like opening up a consultant practice or a coaching business or a service-based business, or not.
Right.
It's completely up to the person what they want to do once they arm themselves with knowledge and understanding of their best features and their enduring qualities.
Right.
Did that answer your question? Hope it did.
Yeah. No, it gave me an idea. It's interesting how, sort of as time has developed, more people have been interested in sort of changing their life, changing their careers, doing something different. And at the same time, with the tools that we have available now, it's actually easier than it's ever been before, hasn't it?
Absolutely. There's more information than what we know how to do with. And that is a blessing and a curse.
Yes, absolutely.
But the blessing is that if we are committed to finding our way back to ourselves.
Right.
Think about that as a visual image, finding your way back
like
to yourself. If we promise that we're going to do that for ourselves, gosh, there is an unbelievable amount of useful information and people that can help you do just that. Mm. You know, linking arms with, you know, someone like you or someone in your network, and, you know, walking alongside people that have travel that journey before in their own lives and have some ideas and some practices that have worked for them that they can share.
Right. Absolutely. And like I said before, it's also like the tools are so available now. It's you can set up an online business, just as an example. Not that everybody should. There are lots of people who shouldn't. But if you wanted to, the barrier to entry is so low now so that if you have some idea, whether it's for an app or an online store or just a blog that you can monetize, you can really do it without having to have, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest in a business, which is very, very different from traditional business.
Right. And that's still stumping a lot of people, I think.
Yes.
From launching the business, right, that they've been promising themselves that they would. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of folks are stuck in this rut of old school thinking.
Yeah.
Of, I've got to lease a building.
Right.
I've got to hire a staff.
Right.
I've got to furnish my office. I've got to get equipment.
Yeah.
And things of that nature. Well, while that was true at one point in time, it's not true today.
No.
Because you can start your business out of a closet. Matter of fact, I was being interviewed yesterday. No, I'm sorry. I was interviewing someone 2 days ago, and they were launching their business, and they were in their closet. Behind them, I saw their wife's clothes. It wasn't her delicate garments,
right?
But I saw his wife's clothes because he was, you know, using his podcast as part of his marketing funnel, which,
wow,
is smart, by the way.
Wow, cool, cool.
And he was literally in his closet where he was starting his thing.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Just quickly, we have a couple of minutes before we go to break again. I'm wondering if, yeah, you could tell us sort of the difference you see in somebody who maybe you've helped them to sort of relaunch themselves. Like, what changed about them internally once they made the leap and went from being, you know, a corporate office worker to being some form of an entrepreneur?
Okay. Do you want me to answer that now, or do you want me,
yeah,
to...
Yeah, if you can give us maybe just a quick answer.
Okay. Quick answer prior, before the break, is that I think people have really got a handle, like with a firm grip,
mm-hmm,
a handle on who they really are,
mm-hmm,
as a person and what they have to offer, mm-hmm, the world. And the people that are willing to embrace some of that understanding,
mm-hmm,
those are the people that go far,
right,
and they're able to, you know, take that knowledge and do something with it,
mm-hmm,
to give it some mobility. And now on the other side, I think the folks that kind of are still spinning their wheels are the ones that are still fighting,
mm,
fighting with that inner civil war that's going on, mm, by them, where they try to change themselves into some other kind of person.
Mm, okay. All right, great, great. Thanks, Joel. All right, so we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about how you got into sort of that podcasting side and what kind of led you to make that decision, okay?
Sure.
Wonderful. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
Are you looking for a show where people talk about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Well, then you have come to the right place, because the Rob and Callie Show is doing just that. For the last 10 years, Rob and I have been having our own version of Sunday morning therapy sessions on the phone, and now we're bringing it to the radio.
So tune in and call in live Wednesdays 8 to 8:30 on talkradio.myc.
And that's Eastern Standard Time, so join us.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. A little bit of a technical issue there for a second. Joel, you were a sort of a traditional broadcaster. See, this is in one way in which you and I are different is I actually have no background in traditional broadcast other than having been interviewed once or twice on evening news and on some shows. And I actually never really even thought about going into broadcasting. It wasn't even in my radar. I don't know why. It just never any encouragement or just not the opportunity until I took over Talking Alternative. And of course, I'm taking over a network. I may as well have my own show. But you were actually in broadcast. And so I'm curious as to what sort of got you to say, I mean, I understand podcasting was kind of becoming, but what got you to say, you know what, I really want to dive into this online version from going from broadcast and really give it a big shot?
Sure. I saw the possibilities in podcasting, and I saw that it was a very, very real resource.
Mm-hmm.
A resource for people to consume content,
right?
And I don't know how it is where you live, but in Texas, I live in the Dallas Fort Worth area.
Uh-huh.
You know, every time I pass an Apple store or a smartphone store, it is bustling with people, and people are walking out with iPhones and Galaxies and Droids and smartphones. Uh-huh. And every single one of those people now today have access to your content. If you're doing live streaming radio like you're doing, or if right. you're doing a podcast right. like we do three times a week, and right. if you have a show and it's doing well, gosh, just think about the possibilities when that person is at home alone, sitting on the couch, scrolling through their new smart device, and they see that podcast app, which is natively installed on all iTunes iPhones. Now they see that podcast app, and they can click it. And if you're there, and you're strong with your show, that person can immediately become a listener, and then later a customer.
Yeah. And to me, one of the most exciting things about it is, you know, being able to reach people around the globe. Like, you know, I just took a quick look at the back end, and we have people listening from France, from Mexico, from China, from Korea, from Japan, and, you know, across the United States. And to me, it just gives me such a kick to know that, you know, we're touching people's lives around the globe that may have an impact, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 100 years down the road that we can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing when you think about, and you never know who's listening. That to me, it's a cool concept.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what were the challenges for you going online after having been a broadcast veteran?
Sure. Well, you know, like many entrepreneurs these days, I'm continuously challenged by the changing technology. But I was committed to what I wanted to do behind the microphone.
Right.
And also in the impact that I wanted to have on people that would not only listen to the show, but also would you know, work with us one-on-one in group settings.
Right.
So I pushed forward, and I surrounded myself with as many people as I could get that were smarter than me, that knew more stuff than I knew,
right.
that could help me
right.
in this. And the power of linking arms and relationships is where it's all about.
Mm, wonderful.
I talk about relationships a lot on our show, and it's you know, surrounding yourself with a team
right.
that can really help you. You know, Michael Jordan said that talent wins games, but teamwork wins championships, and that is exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, you can be the star of the game, but that will quickly fade.
Right.
But if you surround yourself like MJ, Michael Jordan did, with guys like Scottie Pippen and, you know, the all the other folks that helped the Bulls dominate that era.
For many years.
That won championship after championship up to six NBA rings. Is that ended up in. Phil Jackson, 12 rings.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing, amazing, absolutely. And you know, really, it's relationships are so, so important today. I'm so glad you brought that up. You know, just like the way we got connected through my dear friend, Teresa de Grosbois, who's been on my show a couple of times. She's been amazing at introducing me to just some powerful, influential people. And I've gotten many, many guests on my show through her and through her Evolutionary Business Council Network. So a big hats off to Teresa. I hope she's listening sometime, maybe to the recording. So, you know, of course, being a fellow online talk show person, I have to find out, like, what's your secret sauce that you were able to get named, you know, best overall podcast and most inspirational podcast by Podcasters Paradise? What do you think caused you to stand out in their minds that you stood above other people doing similar things?
Sure. I think it goes to promotion and networking.
Okay.
Without a doubt. There are many, many shows out there, but you've got to do something a little bit different,
right,
to put yourself in a category of one, which is what we did.
Right.
And I think the marketing and the promotional aspect is what did it for us.
Okay.
And you can have the best show in the world, but if you don't promote yourself properly, then nobody's going to know about it. Nobody will listen.
Right. Give us some examples. You know, what's one thing that you did to promote your show that you found made a huge difference?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, one of the things that we do is we continue to promote our show and to continue to cycle it through the social media channels.
Okay.
Here's what I mean by that. You know, if you think about a mall, think about a busy mall in your local town. Well, social media is like that mall with a revolving door on it.
Right.
And what happens, Sam, is, and this isn't new information, you know this, is people are continuously coming into to the mall.
Right.
Just like on Twitter, just like on right. Facebook, LinkedIn, and the other ones. Right. People are continuing to file their way in.
Right.
And if you repurpose your show and continue to circulate it, well, you have a much better chance of touching more people, impacting more lives. And that's one of the things that we do religiously, is continue to circulate in the social channels, you know, our shows. And later, because we pay attention to stuff, we can figure out which shows are getting the most clicks.
Gotcha.
And downloads and things of that nature. And that tells me, not because I'm a smart person, but just because I can kind of figure it out, that, okay, well, I probably want to promote more heavily the popular ones and maybe back off a little bit on the lighter trafficked ones.
Right. Okay. So like kind of like going with your strengths and seeing, okay, this is what people like. So let's push this one a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Cool. Out of curiosity, what are some of the ways in which you repurpose your podcast?
Sure. There's no magic science to it.
Right.
I continue to just get it out there.
Okay.
And also, I try to reference it as much as I can.
Okay. So it's kind of like once it's posted,
like
instance, it's
like a newsletter.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
No, I was
go
just
ahead.
Gonna say, so like once you post the podcast, you like, you know, linking to it, saying, hey, if you missed my show, you know, check it out here, and you do that in different platforms.
Yeah, absolutely. I just sent out a newsletter today to my list, and you know, I referenced not only a podcast that I had done with a particular guest, but also an affiliate link that tied in with that particular guest. So I just made it because it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just a standalone, oh, by the way, click this.
Right.
But it added value to the information that I was sending out.
Gotcha. Okay, great. The hour's flying by. So I really want to get to your book, Finding Your Voice. What made you decide to kind of make the decision of like, man, you know what? I got to get something down on paper. You know, time for me to start writing a book.
Well, first of all, I think everyone has a book in them.
Absolutely.
However, very few people will take action on it and put together a book.
Right.
And if you're in business, brick and mortar, online business, or somewhere in between, you need to have a book, because what I've figured out is that is one of the best calling cards ever.
Mm.
It is to be able to put a physical book, not any book, but a physical book in somebody's hand,
right,
and then sign it for them.
Right.
I think that is one of the most powerful things that you can do.
Right, right.
So
absolutely.
Everyone needs a book, and I try to remember to take those with me wherever I'm going, to a live event or to a networking deal, because most people don't have a book.
Right.
But if you're able to put one in someone's palm and have your business card in there, that immediately sets you apart from everyone else. Okay, that's the business advantage. But frankly, I just thought it was needed for me to tell my own personal struggle story,
mm-hmm.
Which involves, you know, near-death experiences, at-risk kids, that's me,
uh-huh.
and a lot of abuse in the early years up to when I was, you know, 13, 14. But I thought that story needed to be told, because that can be a beacon for other folks.
All right.
I thought that was important. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, did you get like much reaction from people? Like, did people who could really relate to that sort of at-risk side of you, like, kind of reach out and say, oh, you know, this story really, really landed with me?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it ended up becoming number one on Amazon in all three categories.
Wow.
Same day, same hour. So, yeah, it resonated with someone, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Just about the process of creating the book, what did you find really surprised you about it that you didn't realize going into the idea of writing it?
Boy, it does take a little bit of work. And one of the things that I did repeatedly was just to read it over and to make adjustments and changes and things of that nature. And frankly, it got a little tiring. But I was clear on what I wanted to do. And I didn't waver on that. And I think that's the game changer right there.
Gotcha.
Be clear on what you want to do. Take failure out of the equation, not an option.
Right.
And, you know, continue to move forward.
Right. No plan B, right?
Right. Something like that.
Wonderful. And so the book's been out a while now. It's been out how long? 2 years?
Three years.
3 years. So what has surprised you since the book has come out? What's sort of surprised you since it came out?
That's a good question. I would say that what is surprising me currently is that I'm feeling led back to it. And I'm feeling led to really help people in a different way than I've been doing recently.
Okay.
To really help them get clarity, confidence, and direction on their voice, their inner voice,
right,
so that they can make a difference for the people that they're sent here to serve.
Okay, great.
And that's pretty strong.
Yeah,
with me right now, Sam.
Great. That's wonderful. So we got to go to our, believe it or not, last break of the hour. But when we come back, I would love to briefly just kind of hear about your near-death experience, because I've had many people on my show, various things of their near-death experiences. So I'm curious to hear about yours. And then let's let people know, like, how do they find your podcast and your book and all that other good stuff.
Cool.
Okay, Joel?
Yes.
Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour has been Joel Bogus, and we will be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Joel, I mean, you got me intrigued. You mentioned that part of your book was about your near-death experience. I'm fascinated with those kinds of things, as you know. So tell our audience just kind of briefly, you know, what happened that you had that close brush with death, and then how did that change you afterwards?
Yeah, wow. Now that is a whole show.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
In and of itself.
We need the Reader's Digest version.
Sure. Well, by the way, you can look that up on Amazon, Finding Your Voice, or FYVbook.com is where you can get all the scoop and watch the trailer on the book, FYVbook.com. When my parents divorced, Sam, when I was about 3 years old.
Ooh, okay.
I wasn't about three. I was three. Mm-hmm. And when I was five, I was living with my mom at the time, and I was out with my dad on a weekend kind of excursion. In fact, we were on a kind of a hiking trip in the middle of the Texas Hill Country.
Okay.
And me being a kid and the two older kids that I was playing with kind of ventured off from the adults in that group and kind of set off on our own little exploratory journey.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up scaling the side of this hill, mm-hmm. Texas Hill Country. And running parallel to this hill was this bridge, which probably to me at age five looked more like a jungle gym. and I stepped one foot after another onto this bridge, ran to the middle of this bridge that stretched over this gorge, mm-hmm. that dropped 30 feet deep.
Uh-huh.
And I laid on my stomach and I called out to my dad, who was way down below with the rest of the adults. And about that time, Sam, a rumbling happened, rumbling over my right shoulder, probably a good quarter mile to a half a mile down the way. And what was happening is this bridge wasn't actually a bridge, but it was a train trestle.
Oh.
Train was coming towards us.
Ooh.
And the details are a little bit sketchy for me. Okay. But at the end of the day, my dad ended up on top of the bridge. I was at the bottom of the ditch, laying on a pile of jagged rocks, having had three skull fractures and was still bleeding. Profusely. And now take a breath and think about this. This was 41 years ago, in the middle of the Texas Hill Country. There was no GPS or no cell phones,
right?
No, pretty much anything. But somehow through the grace of God, the emergency rescue team found us and cut their way through the thicket and was able to transport me 45 minutes away from the Texas Hill Country to downtown San Antonio. And it moved me into the Santa Rosa Children's Intensive Care Unit.
Okay.
And from there, and from a deep coma, is where I fought for my life for the next 3 weeks. And
ooh.
As I woke up at age six, that's when the actual relaunch, which is the name of my show, started for me.
Wow.
And then there is a lot of recovery. There's a lot of abuse.
Sure.
That happened on both sides of my parents' lives. Remember, they were still trying to heal from their own broken relationship.
Right.
Not to mention a son that was now broken.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's quite traumatic, as they say. How do you feel that that part of your life really serves you now?
In every single way.
Yeah.
And I know that's not the answer that you want, nor will be helpful. So what I think is that has given me a certain level of insight into other people.
Mm.
And I think that really strikes me deeply to get it, to help not only other people, but also myself really understand life at a deeper meaning,
mm-hmm.
that they can do something meaningful, worthwhile, and in business circles, profitable.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. So, Joel, you've done so much with your life. What's next for Joel Bogus?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that. It's a continual journey, Sam, for you, for me, for everyone tuning in to the Conscious Consultant. And I am having a blast with our show, as you've mentioned. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We passed the 1 million listens mark. We've been mentioned at Huff and Inc. Magazine as being one of the top podcasts out there. We were just having a blast doing it, making all kinds of friends, and then monetizing it in more ways than one. We've actually figured out some of the hidden monetization opportunities of podcasting, which has been a blast. To uncover,
mm-hmm.
and it's opening up the doors for us and giving us the opportunity to speak on a lot of stages, which, it's almost May, and I was looking at my calendar, May through September, I'm pretty much one event after another, not quite as hectic as that, but, you know, pretty much stacked up through September.
Wow.
Probably end up becoming to the end of the year when it's all said and done. And we're just having so much fun doing that and working, you know, one-on-one with folks and also in groups, helping people get a grip, like with two hands, on who they are so that they can then grow more into who they were created to be.
Great, great. So what one last piece of advice would you give our listeners who are either looking to start their own podcast or looking to relaunch themselves or just looking to make a change in their life? What would you say to them?
I say being true to the person that you were created to be, using the knowledge that you already have, that's the greatest gift that you can give to yourself, your family, your clients, the people that you serve, and to yourself. Being true to who you were created to be, not who other people said you should be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But who you were created to be. I think that's the game changer.
Right.
It's been one for me.
Right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Excellent. Excellent. So, Joel, if people want to find your podcast and listen to you, how do they do that?
Sure. Best place to go, Sam, is relaunchshow.com.
Okay.
And that is where all of our podcast episodes are. That's where all of our free resources are located. And that's also where you can get some information about the book and some of the other things that we have used and are using for our business. The second URL that I'll give you is relaunchshow.com/resources. Mm-hmm. I get asked a lot, you know, Joel, what's the best this? And Joel, what's the best that? And I'm sure you do as well. So we put together that page, relaunchshow.com/resources, for a quick at-a-glance look at what we've used and are using to power our online business and presence.
Wonderful, wonderful. By the way, on the Facebook video live stream, I just got a little message from Jeff Nicholson. He says, Joel rocks. Tell him I say hi. from
awesome.
From at GN Coach.
All right, great. Thanks, Jeff. I see his comment.
Yeah.
I just like.
Cool. And if people want to learn more about your coaching services, where would they go?
Sure, same place. Relaunchshow.com.
Relaunch Show. That's like your central hub.
Yeah, that's the headquarters. And of course, you can tweet. It's just my name, Joel Bogus, or on Facebook.
Wonderful. Well, Joel, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show today. You really speak to my heart, and I love learning all about you and your path and your story. And I know the two of us, we definitely have to keep in touch and see what we can do to maintain this relationship now that Teresa put us together.
I look forward to it, Sam.
Absolutely. And you got to promise me, you got to let me know if you ever come to the Big Apple, New York City, and I'll do the
Absolutely,
same.
Absolutely, I will.
And if I make it out to Dallas-Fort Worth area, I was out there many years ago, haven't been there for a long time, but, you know, if we're in each other's neck of the woods, we got to get together, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much. And so, take care. And so I also want to remind my listeners, those that if you missed it at the beginning of the show, as I mentioned, your conscious consultant, myself, Sam Leibowitz, will be doing a TED Talk this coming Tuesday, April 26th at TEDx Upper West Side. You can still get tickets at TEDxUpperWestSide.com. It's an all-day event from 9 to 5. There's myself and several other amazing speakers. I'm going to be talking about the technology of consciousness and why consciousness is the ultimate technology. So I do hope those of you who are local in the New York City area who can come out will come out. I promise. People have been asking me, will I post the video afterwards? Yes, I will post the video afterwards. I'll probably put a link in the newsletter to it. And if anybody listening, if you have not yet signed up for our newsletter and you want to know about, you know, the upcoming shows and who our upcoming guests are, please just go to our website, talkradio.nyc, and you'll see right above the banner on top that has our schedule for the week of all of our live shows. Right underneath you can sign up for our newsletter. I really hope you can make it. Jeff Nicholson, thank you so much for interacting with us on the Facebook live stream. We appreciate you. If anyone saw before, who was that, you know, little girl came in the door behind me? That's our intern, Ho-Jun, who's with us until the middle of June. So we're very appreciative of all the work she does. Thank you all for listening. Our shows continue tomorrow at 11 a.m. on Friday at Secrets of the Sire. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and storytelling? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your brand new radio host on talkradio.nyc. I've been professionally writing and drawing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for over 15 years. Catch my new show, Secrets of the Sire, Fridays at 11 a.m., and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com right now.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.